This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what'd it do?
Hi.
What's up? Fired up. Wednesday.
Well, we love our Wednesdays.
We do.
That's it.
It's your Friday, actually.
It is my Friday.
You're leaving.
I'm out of here. Going to spring training.
Guess where he's going, guys? Well, I just told you. Oh,
yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Sorry.
I was going to make a big thing out of it.
No. Just some...
Spring training. I love spring training. And guess what?
What?
I've never been there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would love spring training.
I know. Yeah. Everybody says that. It's like my I love baseball. I love golf.
Yeah.
I love being in flip-flops.
And the baseball is so casual. Just hanging out for a couple innings and seeing what's going on and then going to the golf course is like very Isaac Rupp winter activity.
I would do that. I haven't done it yet.
Well, my buddy, he sold his damn car dealership. And so now he's just rich and retired. And so he got a place down in Arizona. And so he's just milling around down there and was like, you want to come down to spring training? I was like, yeah, why not?
Whereabouts? Surprise, where my Royals... And the Mariners are?
Yes.
By the way, it is?
He's like 30 minutes from there.
I don't want to jinx anything, okay? Right. But have you seen what the Mariners are doing?
Well, the Youngs out there hitting? Supposedly they've got like this core of great young prospects that are supposed to be really good.
Well, I mean, I'll believe that when I see it. I'm just talking about early in spring training. You know, they lost their first game.
Yeah.
They've scored 44 runs in four games.
Yeah, mashing. Although it is spring training.
Yeah. So. Look at you, just peeing all over it.
No, but I saw a list they were doing like...
out of the gate.
They were doing a list of the... I don't know how they say it. It was the 25 and under. So all your players 25 and under, including your prospects. And the Mariners were... they're like fifth, sixth, something like that.
Right.
And most of that, by the way, is prospects that have yet to be called up. But you got like Julio and the pitching staff. So I don't know.
Paid DePoto.
Supposedly
doing a good job.
Brighter days ahead for the Mariners, although we've heard about the prospects for years, and then it's like,
yeah, they don't seem to ever pan out.
Well,
except Julio
is kind of panned out. I mean, there was
not kind of. He's awesome.
Well, last year was a little.
Yeah, he had a rough year, but
a little wonky. But he'll be fine.
Well, I say rough. It wasn't. He's going to be great.
Yes.
He's still very young. As a matter of fact, I was looking at MVP odds today. You know, he's plus 1,700.
Really?
That's not a bad little bet.
No. And then the pitching staff is great.
I mean, exactly.
It's a very, very good pitching staff.
Exactly.
So if you can ever find some people that can hit and some of these young guys, well, maybe you got something.
I was also looking at rookie of the year odds, and boy, the only guy I knew was Dylan Cruz.
Oh, that's it? It's a bunch of who the hell is this?
Yeah, I had to look up a bunch of guys.
Yeah, give it a month and then you'll be like, oh, that guy. All I know is Juan Soto, first at bat for the Mets spring training, home run.
Nice. I
mean, come on.
Nice. Are you going to get to see your Mets down there?
Nah, they play in the Grapefruit.
Oh, they're in, is that in Florida?
They're in Florida. Like, all the East Coast teams are in Florida, and then the West Coast, you know, are out in the old Cactus League. So
I think you get Mariners, Royals, I want to say maybe Pirates.
Padres are down there.
Oh, you said East Coast all the, it's not the, is it the Pirates? Oh, Padres, yeah. Padres. That's what I
mean. Padres and the Mariners used to share a facility. I don't know if they,
I think it's the Royals and Mariners. I think they share.
Okay.
But I don't know that for
sure.
Like
I said,
I know nothing about.
Well, when I
training.
Went down, I mean, this was years and years ago. We went down. It was the first World Baseball Classic. That was the great Iron Furnace in me. We went down there for spring training, and that was the days where the Mariners and Padres split a facility. But maybe now it's Mariners and Royals. So anyway, my buddy lives like 30 minutes from there, so we're gonna bum around down.
Royals and Mariners do not share a spring training facility.
But they are, the Royals are down there.
Yeah, they're in Surprise.
Yeah. So there's Surprise, and then the other one's like Peoria, right? I think they're like right there.
Yeah.
It's two separate ones. So basically we're just going to hang out, play a little golf, watch a little baseball, and probably drink too much and hopefully get tan. So,
well, that's the whole, I mean, all of that sounds great.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Now, tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Or probably just Friday. Well, no.
No, I go down tomorrow. I'll be there at like, my flight leaves at the butt crack of dawn. So I'll be down there all day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday, come back Sunday.
Okay, I'm looking here at your options tomorrow.
What do I
I'm going to do this for you.
Give it to me.
Those are all from Florida. You're not going to Florida.
Yeah, that doesn't work. You can't go to Florida for a long weekend. It's a bit of a...
Ooh.
Nothing good?
Yeah.
You're like, man.
Well, the Mariners play the Rangers at noon.
Okay.
That's in Surprise.
Yeah.
My Royals take on the Brewers in Phoenix
Well, maybe we'll
at noon.
Maybe we'll catch that.
Would you like to watch the Dodgers play?
Yes.
Unfortunately, they are playing the Rockies.
But you get the Dodgers.
That's at 12.
And I think Ohtani is, they said that he's going to start throwing a little bit.
I think he's supposed to make his debut tomorrow.
What?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what I saw.
By the way, the Mariners split squad, so they're also playing the Giants.
Yeah.
Watch me Peoria.
Watch me show up there and Ohtani's like pitching, but he throws eight pitches and then calls it good.
Well, that'd be better than zero pitches.
That does equate. Yes, eight better than zero. So anyway, it's just gonna be a fun little long weekend. His wife is flying home too. I think she doesn't want to be anywhere near me.
Yeah, she doesn't like you.
Nah, she's out of there.
But who does?
It's a good point. Well, apparently he does because I've been invited down.
Ooh, Cardinals Astros. Friday morning at 10.
That's not too shabby.
If you'd like.
The Ohtani debut Friday
against the Angels. Yeah, against it.
What time's that?
That game appears to be at, it's 5 p.m. game. Well, so you guys can play golf.
Yes.
And then go to that game.
Book that, Dano.
Watch Mike Trout.
That's a perfect little pregame into dinner time and the bar scene. And
half in the bag. Let's do it.
Game is at Camelback Ranch in Glendale. So,
yeah. Done and done.
You're good.
See? Look at that.
You're good.
My whole weekend right there.
You also get Mariners-Padres Friday night in... is it Friday night? Yeah, Friday night in Peoria.
Well, I can't, because if the Dodgers game's at 5, let's be honest, I'm not, you know, that's going
to... You have to pick one.
That's going to pick one. We're picking the Dodgers,
And
then we know that's going to lead into a bunch of wine and cigars, and there you go.
You're such a rich guy.
Is that really rich guy behavior?
Yeah.
Spring training?
Wine, cigars?
Oh.
Yeah.
Keeping that sweet $8 in our pants.
That's right.
I know what kind of wine you're drinking, but, you know.
I drink grape juice.
It's not going to be Camus, I can assure you of that. Be a little more affordable.
What?
Yeah.
You just said he was rich. Tell him to break out the good stuff.
A little more affordable.
Break out the good stuff. Big Sook's coming to town.
Are you kidding me? He's a retired man. He's on a fixed budget right now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's got no income coming in. Except for his massive investment role. But, you know, hey, gotta be cool. You gotta ease your way into retirement, you know? That's an early retirement for him.
How old is he?
He is in his 50s. I'm going to say he is 54-ish.
Yeah, you're right. He's got to stretch that for 40 years.
Got to stretch that plus. For a while. I think he's doing fine. Turns out when you sell an auto dealership or two, you do okay. I think he's doing fine.
I'm getting into the auto business.
I don't think it's a bad business to be in. There's a lot of people that were always like, when he retired young, he sold the store. There were a lot of people that were like, oh my God, what are you going to do? And he was like, nothing.
Golf.
Just hang out. I think some people appreciate when that happens. I think you Pretty sure you end up being okay when you sell a couple of those.
We have some insider info for you.
What do we got?
We'd like to go ahead and disseminate this to you.
Talk to me.
As you're headed to spring training. Been to spring training 8 of the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodger spring training complex shared with the White Sox is a bitch to get in and out of.
Really?
Plan on a $100 Uber back to Old Town Scottsdale if you want proximity to Scottsdale. Then Salt Flats Field is the shared home of the Diamondbacks and Rockies, and Old Scottsdale Stadium, home of the Giants, is right downtown.
Boy, they sock you one with the Ubers, huh?
Good information.
That is good info.
Probably a lot of Dodger fans over there, too, you know?
Absolutely.
Driving up prices.
Those LA
sticker shop.
Sons of bitches.
They're all their money, all their wealth.
Freaking A.
They're freaking...
They're eight gajillion dollar team.
They're stupid Ozempic. They bring it over there.
Yeah. Ozempic. You know. Well, that Ozempic face, though, is kind of freaky. When you see people that have that thing, Luca's going to have that. I guarantee he's on Ozempic. See the report today, the Bleacher Report, Sam Amick had it from The Athletic. Saying that the
hookah and drinking?
Yeah, the Mavericks have officially started leaking the he's fat and smokes a lot of hookah. And within 5 years, it's going to be disastrous.
He does like hookah, I've heard. I don't know what that... What is hookah?
Well, it's like
it's like a Middle Eastern tobacco
it's a
water
Middle
pipe.
Eastern, but you can smoke whatever you want out of it. But yeah, most of the time
but usually it's like a wet fruit flavored tobacco is what they do in the Middle East. Yeah. So he picked it up when he was playing in Spain.
So you get buzzed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had a roommate of mine that got kicked out of BYU because he found a bunch of exchange students that were really into hookah, but they were not smoking tobacco. I believe that was hashish or hashish oil that they had going on. And boy, let me tell you something. That be careful with that.
Did you go to a hookah lounge?
No, I've never been to a hookah lounge. That's
I see him.
Yeah, I see him too.
They don't look that appealing.
Yeah, I don't understand the idea of like flavored tobacco. I don't know.
To me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can you drink in there or is it just hookah?
I don't know. I said,
is it a bar and hookah?
Never been. Every now and then I've been to a gentleman's establishment and you can instead of bottle service, you can do like a hookah service.
Yeah.
So
it looks like a bong with a bunch of wires coming out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Like every now and then, like some dude sitting next to you will be like, hey, and like they hand you like the big tube and you're like, it's just tobacco? I don't know,
I'll stick with my Pall Malls, thank you.
Yeah, it's not necessarily my, although I'm telling you that hashish oil, boy, you want to get knocked on your ass. Be real careful with that. That's a whole other ball game. And that was like 18-year-old me that was not prepared. Like I was like a young country mouse coming into a, you know, the big city, I was not prepared. And these bros, they were the Middle Eastern exchange students. Man, that was a lesson learned. And who would have thought? Brigham Young University. I went to the Lord's University and got introduced to that.
Yeah, I was looking back at my text. I was texting with someone who was telling me about Luca's habits.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned hookah in there.
Yeah.
Is it really a hit piece? And I was looking for something.
I don't know if it was a hit piece. They just...
Well, can I just say that when... I hate it when... Okay, so it comes out that he likes hookah, which apparently is like well known. If I know it, everyone knows it.
Yeah.
And he likes Jameson Cokes.
Yes.
Remember I was telling you that?
Yes.
Okay.
And beer.
If that's... Yeah, the beer was in the... Was it Amick you said? Sam Amick had this?
Yeah, he had it.
If somebody reports something that... people know what Luca likes. I mean, when you party, you don't just do it by yourself. Other people see it. It's out there. When somebody reports that, is that really a hit piece?
No, it's just...
I hate it when people are like, oh, they're just trying to smear. No, they're just saying what Nico, part of what Nico was thinking and that, you know...
He likes
hookah and he likes Jameson and Cokes.
They just weren't saying anything about it, and now they're saying it about it. So that's all.
Well, but I think some of it too is just reporters are digging.
Sure.
They're digging.
Yeah,
because they
we all speculated, and exactly. So yeah, they just. This is one of those where a reporter finally asked the question, and they're like, "Yeah, maybe it was a problem." It's just the only revelation that I saw in there was they said that within 5 years it will be disastrous, whatever the hell that means. But what are they supposed to say? They traded away the third best player in the NBA.
Exactly.
Who just dropped a triple double on your ass. So
Well, I guess you can't really say that initially.
No,
you know.
Yeah.
You just gotta shut up.
Exactly. So
anyway.
It'll all play itself out. Again, in 3 or 4 years you'll find out who looks like an ass and who doesn't.
Yeah. All right. Well,
We love our Wednesday shows, though.
Yeah, we
we're
do.
Off and running.
And you're on a Friday show.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to rock you on
Let's
a Wednesday.
Go.
We're going to rock you on a Wednesday.
I am so ready.
Rocking you on so a Friday. Why did I say that? That was hot.
Yeah, Ordner had you on blast in there. Yeah.
Orts, Big Will Betts.
Woo!
All right, well, we'll start with recapping our Luka non-bets that we didn't place, because there were many of them. And listen, one of them that we were...
Some of us placed them.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
did
yeah.
you bet on Luka?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I did not place any bets.
But we were talking about the bets.
Yes.
And one of them hit big.
Ooh.
Bigly.
Big.
That's next on The Fan. Well, every once in a while, gold just pops onto our phones. And while we were talking about hookah in the first segment, one Ryan Buckley, who never seems to disappoint us.
No, like we don't have a lot of experience with the hookah, but Buckley.
No, Buck does.
Buckley in his privilege once again.
I mean, he's like an onion, and the and the layers of the onion, there are so many of them, and we just got another one. And I posted this. Now, this is unusual for me, but I have gone straight to Twitter, at 1080TheFan, and I have posted these photos because they're too good.
Yeah.
He sent them to our phones.
It's a great photo.
There's two of them.
Oh, I just saw the one.
Well, there's two. And they're both
on
Twitter, at 1080TheFan. If you would like to see Turkish Ryan Buckley and Turkish Bathhouse Ryan Buckley, it's there for you, kids, because it's great. So the first one, Turkish Ryan Buckley, he is playing backgammon, smoking hookah with a fedora on, which is like, I mean.
He only sent me the one.
Go to Twitter.
I was talking with Isaac about it, so I just sent him the other one direct. The other one's on Twitter.
And so the other one is Turkish Bathhouse Ryan Buckley. He looks quite concerned. You can see it in his eyes. He doesn't know what's about to happen. But apparently in a Turkish bathhouse, great things occur to the tune of they went 2 days in a row.
Huh.
And I don't...
Now, am I wrong? This is probably me being very naive and also a terrible human being.
Yes, it is.
When I hear Turkish bathhouse... I'm thinking one thing and one thing only. Is that, am I?
There's like a fight in a Viggo Mortensen movie?
No.
He's thinking of doing it.
Yeah, there's that. I'm just thinking that.
That's all he thinks about.
That's some sort of weird severance waffle party thing. Someone's wearing the big head and strange things are going down. That's not a...
It's not that sort of experience.
Explain what happens at
a
Turkish...
That's a great photo.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
that is
so
fantastic.
How do you describe that for those who don't have Twitter?
It feels like some sort of weird cultural appropriation that you're about to get canceled for.
No, they did that to me post-spa treatment.
That's what I'm saying. It feels like you are cosplaying, like you're in Romancing the Stone. You're somewhere in the Middle East, and you're going native... Although with your beard and there's some dark complexion there.
Yeah, it looks
it
looks right.
You're blending
except
in.
Except for just the sheer concern on your
face.
Yeah,
you look terrified.
It was concern. I think I was trying to make a face and it didn't go over. But I'm not scared.
So
I'm not scared.
You look sad.
Oh, I'm not sad. I was relaxed.
Yeah, you're in like a Turkish skirt and they wrapped you in a cut off cloth and you've got a headgear.
You've gone native.
It's just delightful.
Yeah, if you were looking happier, that's a Tinder profile photo right there.
So what happens at a Turkish bathhouse?
Well, I'll also send you guys the link to the place where you can see more about it. But you go into this, basically, after like you change into a robe, you go into this giant room where, there's like an entry room where you go and you sit on a bench and they start like doing a body temperature regulation thing by dumping ice water followed by hot water on your feet. And then they start doing it over your head. And all of a sudden you just start becoming more relaxed. They send you into this giant domed room that has a huge warm stone where you're supposed to kind of lay on it and relax for 30 to 45 minutes until your masseuse comes over and finds you. And then you can get all sorts of different types of massage treatments, but the most common one is...
I bet you can.
Oh,
see,
yeah?
That's where I'm thinking that this goes.
Well, there's probably different rooms.
It was all men. They have men's and women's hours. So you just...
Well, I know, but there's also... I mean...
Is the masseuse a male or female?
Yeah,
it's a male.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a male.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's all men, the people that work there.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of place. You know, we have one of those in Portland, Buck. It's called Steam. You might want to check it out sometime.
How do you know that?
You don't know about Steam?
No.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad.
It's right there on 84, and it is men only. Sounds like it's what you're looking for.
Yeah, not quite.
No. Sook's been in a few times. He can tell you all about it if you need any info.
I don't think they dress you up in that robe, though.
So then what? Then what do they do?
There's a whole, like, water and, like, exfoliation scrub massage that happens, mm-hmm. and then you go into...
Are you naked?
You are, except for a towel. There's towels everywhere, so people generally keep themselves covered. And then you go into, like, a more, like, massage-type room. You get, like, an oil-like massage full body on a typical massage table. Mm. Then you go into, I think, a steam room, then a cool bath.
Yes.
Then, like, I mean, it's just a whole...
My God.
It was, like, a four-hour experience, and it's, like, the most relaxed I've ever been. I was in Istanbul with my brother when we did this, and we looked at each other. We're like, we have to do this tomorrow, right? Before we leave? Yeah.
How much was it?
Not that much. I mean, Turkey in general was not very expensive. It was probably, like, $60 or something like that.
Working there, or
Soon Bang was not working there.
No,
how do you know?
Maybe she side. Was. I didn't meet her. If
Cindy.
She was.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
learned a little bit more about Ryan Buckley there.
Yeah,
Turkish bathhouse.
A frequenter of the Turkish bathhouse.
Couldn't recommend it enough.
Looking up hookah. Apparently, hookah is way worse than smoking.
It's real bad for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? What's in there?
They said normally you got nicotine, tar, carbon monoxide, heavy metals such as arsenic and lead.
Tar?
Yeah.
Why?
Why
is there tar in it?
There are formaldehydes in there. A bunch of chemicals I can't pronounce.
Fentanyl?
Benzene's in there. That's a toxic chemical. Nitric oxide, toxic chemical. I guess it's really bad. So.
Oh, apparently there's tar in cigarettes.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how is it worse than cigarettes?
I guess it just, you know, I think there has been a move amongst some cigarette people to have more of just kind of more natural tobacco.
Yeah.
And I guess this is not. This is, I guess hookah smoke has every...
Because even though cigarettes are bad, like, you do have filters. There's no filter for hookah.
Yeah. I just looked on here. They're saying that hookah smoke actually is worse for you. And they use charcoal to heat the product, which, again, you're sucking down coal. I guess it's all kinds of bad. Like, you don't want it.
So the old boy that used to roll his own tobacco.
He was onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the vegan smoker.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Not all cigarettes are created equal. And apparently if you're going to be smoking something, you don't want it to be hookah. So maybe there's an element of that. Like, Jordan was a big cigar guy, but obviously cigars, you're not inhaling, you're not supposed to. And
still gets into your lungs.
Still gets into your lungs, but I do think if someone has a serious hookah problem, I can see where someone says that's a lot worse than Vladi Divac that's smoking heaters.
Yeah. Interesting.
So.
All right. Well, I'm glad we covered that.
We've covered Turkish bathhouses, bucks.
I got to tell you some
pseudo-erotic adventures in the Far East, and then what the hell, hookah?
I am ready. I can't wait. For the next time we talk about something completely random, yeah. Like hookah, and all of a sudden Buck blows up our phones with intimate photos of said topic. I think it's great.
Buck, why that photo from the bathhouse isn't your profile pic on every site, I don't know.
I think
know.
It was at one point in time.
It's amazing.
Photo's 10 years old, though.
I don't care.
Well, you don't look that much older, I gotta say.
That's nice.
That's a keeper.
Good, I haven't aged.
I don't know whether that means you just looked old when you were younger, yeah. Or you look good now. I don't know.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, whatever you...
It's a great photo. I mean, it truly is.
Yeah, so on at 1080 The Fan on Twitter, you can see Turkish Bathhouse Ryan Buckley, yeah. And just Turkish Ryan Buckley.
Well, now I need to go to a Turkish bathhouse. Can I find a Turkish bathhouse not in Turkey?
Probably.
I got to tell you, that cold plunge, because I do that when I never really go to a spa per se, but every once in a while when I'm in Vegas, I'll go down to the hotel spa, you know, you just get a day pass and you just chill out there. Mm-hmm. And that, the hot cold, I think the order is, let's see if I can get this right. You would know better than I would, but I think it's like you go into the sauna, then steam room. Because I have allergies, you know, so the steam room really helps clear
out. Everything out.
And then you go cold plunge out of that, and then you go hot tub, rinse and repeat 3 times over 30 minutes each. Dude, it's life-changing.
Yeah, I think most people, you end with the cold plunge, but...
Oh, really?
I mean, there's a million...
I thought there was a proper order for it. Maybe I'm wrong.
There's no real science to it. The people that... We always ended with the cold plunge because this was like an old this was a football thing. In every football facility, there's a big cold pool, like a giant.
But do you guys do the hot cold
thing
or just a cold plunge?
You do both. I mean, after every practice, you are required, like during 2 days, to be in the cold plunge. You're not required to be in the hot one.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you would do the both. And we always ended with the cold plunge. And so, like, every now and then, I go to a place that has that for therapy. You do the hot and you do the cold. And we always end with cold. But I know some people that like to leave on the hot because it leaves you feeling...
Yeah, I think...
It feels you a little more loose.
That's why I did that, is I think that if I were a high-level athlete, which I'm not, I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah.
This is breaking news.
I am not a high-level athlete. Many of you have been listening...
Tell that to the Langdon Farms Men's Club.
Many of you have been listening to the show for years, and you did not know that. So I'm glad to reveal that finally. But I think that for athletes, finishing cold makes sense, right? Because doesn't that sort of tighten everything up and get you ready to...
Supposedly, I believe the science behind it was that the hot prepares your body for the cold, and then the cold has all the anti-inflammatory properties.
And then you go rest, and then you go back at it the next day.
Yes.
Whereas for a guy like me, who is not a high-level athlete, and I'm just looking to feel my hot body to feel good...
You probably want to end on the hot.
When I'm getting ready to go order my next old-fashioned, I want to end on the hot because it's the relaxing part of it.
So just a couple weeks ago, my wife took me to a spa for my birthday, and they had like on the wall the cycle that you're supposed to do at their facilities.
What did they say?
And so it went, they had like a warm tub, not a hot tub, but like a 90 degree tub probably that's just warm. You started there, then you went hot tub.
Okay.
Then you went cold plunge, sauna.
Whoa.
Cold plunge.
Whoa.
Steam.
Whoa.
Cold plunge.
Whoa.
Back to the warm bath. So you're just kind of alternating all of this, but you eventually ended up warm by
that's
the
kind
end.
Of the same route I went. I just did it three different times.
I mean this is, again, one site. This is from Body Labs, and it says jumping into the ice bath after the sauna will cause your blood vessels to constrict, thus elevating your blood pressure and improve blood circulation in the long run. The contrast between the muscle relaxation and the increased blood flow to ice-cold exposure increases breathing, other, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, yes, I think the traditional, if you're doing it for healing benefits, hot, then cold. So, but, like, now it's all the rage. People act like this is a new thing. Dude, I haven't done anything remotely athletic since the NFL, and we just, these things have been around forever. It's just Joe Rogan started doing it and talking to people, and now.
Exactly.
Have you seen, like, I looked at buying a cold plunge pool.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
And it's insane.
But like, I've seen, like.
People want, like, thousands of dollars for, it's insane.
There's,
Sprague got one.
Oh, did he?
I think he did.
Nice. We've been talking about this for a long time, and you're right. It does seem like it's a new revelation for guys like you. It's not.
Yeah.
But I think for average Joes, the health benefit, like the cold plunge seemed like something that you would do after a strenuous, you know, day.
And a lot of people now say it's how you should start your day.
Exactly. It's like, it's become it's like yoga.
Yeah.
It's just average Joes who don't really move a lot should do it. And that's starting to become more popular in terms of like people like, it's not even Joe Rogan, but
just people
the types of people that Joe Rogan has on.
Yes.
Preach this kind of stuff, and so people are running with it.
So I do cold showers in the morning, and then I do my I don't have a cold plunge, and I don't want to deal with all the ice, so I do my head. There's people that say that if you do your head, you get most of the benefits from a cold plunge. So instead of spending thousands of dollars on a cold, and my theory on this is everyone's buying these now for $3,000 and $5,000. In 2 years, they'll be on Facebook Marketplace for $500 and I'll buy one.
They're like treadmills.
But for the time being, I just get a big bucket and I fill it with cold water. And this is usually kind of how I start my day. And I just dunk my head in and then hold my breath. And I do it for 45 seconds and then come up, take another breath. I do that like 3-4 times, do it for a couple minutes. And then I take a cold shower, and that's kind of how I start the day.
Well, anyway, we got Turkish bathhouse Ryan Buckley over there.
Yeah.
And we're excited to hear what we can unpeel the next layer of his onion.
Yes.
I went to Turkey without a visa and didn't know that I needed one to get in. And so my brother and I had to figure that out 45 minutes before we landed there.
And how'd you do that?
Online. They let it happen if you pay them enough.
Right there as you're landing? Like in the airplane?
I mean, it was online.
I know, but
so we
you said 45 minutes.
We landed in Turkey, but we weren't at our final destination. We had to take one other flight, and we're like sitting in the airport applying for a visa.
And you got it.
And we got it.
Things just work out for Ryan Buckley.
Yeah.
You know,
I do enjoy that Buckley, who now just leads a very tame, he's a neutered dad raising kids.
Trip to the park is a big
trip
weekend.
To the park, but I love that
he's well traveled.
Yes, I love that back in the day Buckley was just out there mixing it up in foreign lands without no visas. And
I think we're going to be ambitious traveling with our kids. We're talking about the most kid friendly international place we can go already. Maybe Japan. We'll see.
Is that what they say?
No, I mean it's a place. I mean Japan tends to be very kid friendly.
Okay,
really?
I think so.
Not the Japan I went to.
Well, maybe different Japans.
No, Japan is it's great. It's a great place.
Did you say maybe different Japans?
Like we went different places in Japan.
If only I had someone that knew anything about Japan. Where do I turn?
Let's talk about our non-Luka bets next. Here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I read today that the Pete Weber, Who Do You Think You Are, I Am?
Yeah.
13 years old today.
Happy anniversary.
Only
I saw that too.
13 years old?
Yep.
Well, I would have, because that thing looks like it's from like 1996. Yeah.
Well, I think that's because he's wearing glasses from 1996.
And the polo shirt. I don't know if I've ever, bowling might be the sport that if you watched it, you would least be able to tell time frame.
What year it's from?
Because like you watch an NBA game, you will know just by looking at the players and the uniforms roughly where it's at. Major League Baseball, certainly, NFL.
Yeah.
You watch bowling.
It's true.
I'm not certain you're watching an event from 6 months ago or 16 years ago.
That's a That's a great point.
Yes. I mean, just walking into a bowling alley feels like you're going back in time 30 100%. Years.
They haven't changed at all.
No. Go into a Tiger Bowl sometime, and I'm telling you, it's a way back machine.
So football, it's clear, it's the shoulder pads.
Yes.
Is the dead gift.
Yes. 100%.
For baseball, it's the baggy pants.
Yep.
For basketball, it's the uniforms.
Yep,
like
uniforms.
What are we missing?
And even like in the NBA, even the courts and the sneakers that they wear, right? It's just it's clearly easy, different. It's easy to tell.
Golf, it's like they wouldn't be wearing hats for some reason. You remember that?
Yeah.
Like before Jack and Arnie and those guys never wore hats.
Yeah. Well, and even some of the equipment, even some of the clubs and the sound of it and all that. I mean, and the production value of it.
And the bell bottoms.
Yeah. But bowling, man, I don't know. I don't know how to tell bowling apart.
Hockey, you just got the helmets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, helmets and visors.
Yeah.
Hockey
didn't used to have helmets and visors?
Nope. They just skated around. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's Is
only,
that right?
Dudes it's are getting their heads split open all the time.
Ago that visors were even required. In fact, I still think there's one guy that is grandfathered in that doesn't have to wear the visor. But because if you come into the league now, you have to wear a face. You have to wear
a face shield.
An eye shield.
All right. Well, anyway.
Anyway.
The Lakers beat the Mavs last night. We were going through Luka's prop bets before the game.
Yeah. And we were all over the double-double.
Yeah. I mean, we were all over the double-double.
Everyone was.
But the double-double went from plus 110 to minus 195.
Yeah.
So that was, if you got it early, that was a good bet.
But we talked about the triple-double as well.
The triple-double was plus 250.
Plus 290, and I played that.
Yeah, and he got a triple-double.
Yes, he did. He got it pretty easily.
Look at Ryan Buckley.
He didn't shoot very well, but he got himself his triple-double.
Well, that was the beautiful part of it, is all three of us liked the under on his points.
Yeah.
That hit as well.
That was easy. Yeah. I mean, it's all hindsight. Although we didn't call it.
They said it at 32, and we're like, dude, that is a lot. Especially you knew there was going to be some nerves. And he talked about it after the game. He said he was just glad it was over.
Yeah, he was all out of sorts.
Yeah, he shot 1 for 7 from the three-point line. He
admitted he was all out of sorts. And so it's like, that was easy. And then you know what else hit? Do you guys know what else hit?
Your long shot.
Do you know what else hit? He got a technical foul.
Plus 600.
And he got it in the first quarter.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. That Luka ticket to someone out there, dude, that was a tasty, tasty little evening.
Of course, I don't bet stuff like that.
Nah, I don't either.
But
I thought about it.
I did too.
Had the double-double stayed at the odds that we saw it at, that would have been something I would jump on. But yeah, it had shifted from plus 110, like you said, to like minus 190.
Someone on the YouTube tells us that they followed with a LeBron and Luka double-double bet that hit, and then somebody on the text line said they got the triple-double at plus 320 for Luka.
Wow, that's great.
Nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, in hindsight, I was thinking about this today. The technical foul one, we didn't talk about this yesterday. Didn't even cross my mind yesterday. Yeah. But boy, when you think back...
He always gets a technical. I mean,
well,
he's...
But I think it's the fact that the tech was a good bet for two reasons. One, it was long odds.
Yeah.
But two, it could happen because there's no way, and he knows there's no way the refs are going to throw him out of that game.
Yeah.
He was that game.
Yeah.
So he can get mouthy. And yes, he does get mouthy.
Yeah.
And by the way, the other reason is you knew the refs were going to be maybe a little whistle happy because they wanted to control the emotion of the game.
Yeah.
And all of that happened in the first, and he got fouled. I don't know if you saw it, but he was bitching up a storm, and he rightly so. He got fouled, and they didn't call it, and so they teed him up. But there was no way that they were going to throw him out of the game, and he knew that.
So he's got some
so
liberty.
He's not going to get that second one. Yeah. So he's like, fine, tee me up, bitch. Now watch, I'm going to triple double their ass.
And it actually ended up being a good game. I didn't catch it till midway through the fourth quarter, but he just had an assist to LeBron and they sealed it up. And LeBron even said afterwards, he goes, dude, because LeBron had a nice game. I was listening to some of the post game and LeBron was like, there is zero chance I was letting my guy lose against his former team. Like they weren't losing that game. Although the Mavericks covered though. I think it was what, 9, 9.5, ended up losing by 8?
Yeah, they did cover.
Yeah.
And in typical NBA game fashion, you really didn't need to watch it until the fourth quarter.
That's all I did.
And it was 90-90.
Yeah.
I think at one point it was 90-90.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, this game's in.
And at one point
flux.
In the middle, it was like a 15-point game or 17-point game.
Classic
and
NBA.
Comes right
game.
Back around.
And then LeBron's like, okay, I'm LeBron. Stop me.
Yeah.
And the Dallas is like, okay, well, we can't.
Yeah.
We don't have Anthony Davis. So we'll see you in Dallas.
Fun one, too, is I saw LeBron James now, after the age of 40, at the age of 40, is averaging better numbers than he did when he was 20.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Better numbers as in what?
Across the board. He has a better stat line after the age of 40 than he did when he was 20.
Dude.
Yeah, it's...
Are you kidding?
No.
Well, 20...
I'll pull it up.
So yeah, he was young.
You're young, but still, you're 20 years old. The dude's 40, and he's still doing this crap. It's... Look, I don't know how long he plays, and I will always be a Jordan guy. I get it. I'm biased. He will always be my GOAT. But if you're trying to make an argument against LeBron, other than you don't like him, I don't know what the argument is anymore. Dude, that dude is from, if you're adding in longevity, he is the GOAT. I would still, if you gave me one season, one game, whatever, I will take MJ every single time. But when you look at the totality of what that guy is doing at the age of 40, it's not human. I don't know how much money he spends on whatever substance he spends on, and I don't really care. But I do find it interesting that, like, with Barry Bonds, like, we kill that guy. Look, we all know LeBron's doing some stuff, but we don't care because it's just absolute greatness. I didn't care when Bonds did it, and I don't care when LeBron did it. Because watching those guys play at an advanced age, my appreciation of greatness is just my jaw's on the floor of what that guy's doing.
It is an interesting question, like, and LeBron's a different animal because he's just a freak.
Yeah.
But would you want raw young, or veteran savvy? Like, which is better for you?
Well, obviously,
or for your team?
Well, obviously, you'd want like 26. But if you had to take 20 or 40, well, no, I'm taking 40.
I think, yeah, that's what I was going to say too. Is I think that the question is 20 and 40.
I would take
because
40.
Even LeBron at 21, 22 is way better than he is at 20.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're 20, so very young and raw, but could be the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Do you want that LeBron or do you want this LeBron? With LeBron, because again, he's just a freak, it's not even close. You want 40, he's awesome.
Yeah.
But with normal athletes, that's a great question.
Yeah, it would be. LeBron, since turning 40, by the way, 26, 8, and 8, and a steal a game and is shooting 54 and 44%. Those are better numbers than when he came into the NBA.
One other name that comes to mind on this front, and it's not 20 and 40, but it's first year last year, is Peyton Manning. Because you were talking about his stats.
Yeah.
The other day, he was awful when he was older, but he won a Super Bowl. But when he was, his first year, he led the league in interceptions.
Yeah, he was terrible.
He threw like 36 picks or something.
Yeah, it was bad.
He was like Eli.
I believe it was the rookie record.
I've heard him talk about that and basically say, like, no one's ever letting a quarterback do that again, essentially, that he got given such a long leash and such a benefit of the doubt that people aren't either willing to put a rookie who's going to do that out there or they're going to cut bait with him before he can turn it
That's
around.
That's his excuse, huh? Oh, I was so good, they just let me do whatever I would. I threw 28 picks. He threw 26 touchdowns, 28 picks.
28 picks.
At the age of 22.
Well, most of the time in sports, like, the NBA probably has a little longer peak than the NFL. I mean, by the time you reach 30 in the NFL, if you're not a quarterback, no one wants to pay you. Like, clock's a ticking. NBA, you got a little longer leash on that. But, I mean, the peak is that when you've been in the league long enough to where, you're a savvy veteran, but you still have all of the youthful spring in your step. So it's like, it's usually what, 26, 27 to 30, 31. That's the, and in some sports, and depending on injury, it doesn't last that long. Some guys get 2 or 3 years of this. I always say in football, kind of the crappy part is, by the time we acknowledge how good you are, you're probably not as good as you're already worse than you were before at your peak. You're on the downside.
No, that's true.
And that's the crappy part. And that's just the nature of the NFL, because very few guys, especially at certain positions, their peak only lasts 2 or 3 years. And it takes a while for us to realize it, but like Tyreek Hill's on the wrong side of 30 now and is coming off his worst year. You know, we think of Tyreek Hill as the most dangerous man in football. He is not. Tyreek Hill now is just a guy. And it wasn't that long ago that dude was the best offensive weapon in the NFL. And here we are like two and a half years later and you're like,
yeah,
he's just a dude.
I think of Julio Rodriguez. We just talked about him earlier.
Yeah.
Plus 1700 to win AL MVP.
Yeah.
You know, he's already got 3 years in the league.
Yeah.
He's 24.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So he's not even at those prime ages yet. No. He's got three more years before he's 26.
Yep.
And then it's like, so, it, and that just shows you like how good that guy could be.
Yes. So just give it, and to be fair to like the baby Blazers, I mean, there's an element of that too with like Sharp and Scoot. And,
aren't they the youngest team in the league?
Well, no, because they got like Grant and some of that like kind of, I think, skews it. But yes, they are a very, very young team. But when you look at how old, like Sharp's what, been in the league, this is his third year. So he's got to be what, 21, 22?
The Blazers 21. Are the second youngest team in the league.
Who's the youngest?
The Thunder. The number one Oklahoma
You're
City Thunder.
You're kidding me.
That's a whole other.
Oh, my God.
Their runway for greatness is just.
And don't they have like 800 picks?
They've got a million picks left.
And you keep wondering like why they don't make a move, but I guess they do have such a long runway. But yeah, Scoot's not even 21.
Sharp's 21.
Sharp's 21.
Scoot
What's
is...
Ant, 24?
Scoot's 21.
Their average age is 24.2.
So Scoot and Sharp are the same age.
They're the same
to this.
Age?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought Scoot was a little younger.
You have
what's Kamara?
Klingon is 21. Kamara is 24.
Okay. Oh, the elder statesman of the core. So I mean you are
who
just
else do you consider part
well,
of
Well, I mean that's kinda
Is that it?
That's kinda it.
What?
Well, I mean that's your everything else is like whatever.
Ayton's only 26.
Right, there's another one. Like we think of DeAndre Ayton is like he doesn't fit the timeline. He's 26 years old.
Well, he looks old.
He does look old. He's got the Greg Oden Benjamin Button thing going on. But yeah, like these guys aren't really going to hit their stride. It's just you feel like in the NBA, by the time you're 22, 23, you're showing signs of what you're going to be.
Hee hee, Magic Johnson.
Ryan Rupaire, only 20.
The baby of the group.
All right, I have, can you believe this? This is going to blow you away.
What do you got?
I have a myriad of NBA notes from last night.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What spurned this?
Well, just, I thought they were interesting.
All right.
He watched it for the first time this season.
No, that's not true.
I just don't know what.
As a matter of fact, I really didn't even watch the Lakers and Mavs. I was glued to college, but
you just came with some some stats.
There were a couple things that happened last night that I found interesting, and I want to talk about it.
Okay. What accent was that, by the way?
Turkish.
You went Eminem on all of a sudden just on a random album. You just started dropping accents.
You can't put me in a box.
I didn't know what to make of that.
It sounded snobby.
Yeah. It was a little more Ted Knight-ish than I wanted it to be. So we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. Well, I kind of lied. I said myriad of NBA notes.
A smattering of NBA notes?
I think that's a better word.
I like where
Yeah, because I got a couple things in here. But
good. To be honest with you, if you brought a myriad of NBA notes and like,
take that
is that a little
that.
Much?
Look, you're looking at me right now and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, am I prepared for a myriad of things? That's like when the kids are like, I don't want to learn. And the teacher's like, I don't want to teach. And I'm like, good. Thank God. Wouldn't know what to do if you wanted.
I don't know.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
We're not huge NBA guys here, but a couple things happened.
If you're asking me to break down the Toronto Raptors' future, I would like
you to do that.
I don't understand why they draft or why they traded for Brandon Ingram, because they're in the midst of a hard reset, and it feels like they just got a mid-range guy that they already have, and he's not.
They think he's the future. They signed him to an extension.
Yeah. So there's my Toronto Raptors breakdown. That's all I got.
Name two other Toronto Raptors.
Scotty Henderson, who is
Scotty Barnes.
Or Scotty Barnes, sorry.
That's the only other one I have is
who
Scotty
the hell
Barnes.
Is that?
Oh, wait, is they moved Pascal Siakam, right?
Yeah.
Siakam and
OG are gone, which is why I'm saying they're going through like a they went through a reset. And Scotty Barnes is basically a younger version of Brandon Ingram. So I don't know why they did that. They also have the Olympic documentary I was watching, they have RJ Barrett. I know that.
That's right.
All right.
And he is Canadian.
Okay.
He's Canadian on that. And then they've got, who's the other dude? They got Van Fleet still there, right?
Oh, Fred. Is Fred Van Fleet there?
Is Van Fleet still there?
I don't think he's still there.
I thought he was in Houston now.
Mm. All right. Well, then I'm out. They got the Dick.
Ooh. Oh, Grady Dick.
They
Grady
do.
Dick?
Yeah. I should know that.
That's all I got.
They have former Oregon Duck Chris Boucher. Mm.
So is Van Fleet gone then? He's not there?
He's not on this list.
I think he's in Houston.
So everyone that was good there is gone, and now they got Brandon Ingram. So, whatever.
All right.
That's all the Raptors.
All right.
Hey, you know what?
I didn't really want to break down.
I feel somewhat okay about that hot Toronto Raptors breakdown.
You wasted all our time.
Jakob Poeltl, Emmanuel Quickley, PJ Tucker, you heard of him.
Hey, man, you wanted hot Raptors talk.
No, I really
brought
didn't.
You lukewarm Raptors talk. Boom.
Well, now we have to go.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
What happened to the smattering?
Well, it's coming up next. We have another hour. Actually, we have three more hours. So I'm going to give it to you next. I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you hard.
I can't wait.
The Hornets last night set a record owned by the Blazers.
Really?
Yep.
It can't be a good record.
Oh, you don't think?
I don't think. Why? So.
What would make you say that?
That is a place where careers go to die.
That is next on The Fan. I'm coming hard.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.